2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Utes kick off Pac-12 play with a trip to Arizona State for a showdown against the Sun Devils. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Unrivaled, marching along here at the Dish Pros in Midvale. We got the General RV Unrivaled Tour going on right now. You can go online, go to the KSL Sports website. You can click on the contest there. You'll have Scott Mitchell and I, our ugly mugs there on the pager, and you can enter to win tickets to BYU versus Wyoming and other BYU home games. BYU versus Utah State also coming up next week, so... there you go. A couple of weeks of BYU tickets given away, all part of the Unrivaled Tour brought to you by the folks at General RV. And that's where we are today with the RV at Dish Pros in Midvale. Scott, the complications of the trade stuff and all the Jazz are putting up, or kind of trying to figure out about this team roster and whether or not Boyan and Jordan Clarkson and Mike Conley are going to end up being a part of this team long term. The answer is probably no, but when do they get rid of them? The wild thing is that, did you say that training camp starts up next week? Is it next week that it starts up?
Yeah, 26th Monday.
My heavens.
Hey, it's like clean out your locker time, right? Right? We did the homie deal at the end of the season. It's like there's some folks still got to get cleaned up. I mean, Rudy Donovan, they're out. Get rid of them. Connolly, Bogey.
The double locker clean out would be tough. You clean it out at the end of the season, you get it packed up back in for training camp, and then they tell you to pack it back up again because you're gone. That'd be tough.
I mean, how fun would that be for fans to go in right before training camp and I didn't know these guys are going to be going.
Oh, sorry. Are you going to still use that? Can I have that jersey? By the way, we have Jazz gear here.
Okay, if you were going to clean out all of the Jazz, including Rudy Donovan, what item of all the players would you want?
I'd want shoes because I know that because I've got big feet and you've got big feet. You know how this is. It's not easy to find big feet.
Well, Donovan's 6'1" and he's got big feet.
He wears a 16.
Yeah, that's
this
insane.
Is wild. But like I would find somebody who's
as long as he is tall.
Yeah, I know. Those feet are when you see him on the court, and he has that kind of signature kind of pigeon-toed sort of walk and it's magnified
by the fact that he's got those size 16s. I would want Rudy's shoes.
What would you do with them? Put them up in the you walk into Scott's house, he's got them in Lucite, right? When you walk in.
Yeah, of course. You just have big old shoes.
I'd want to get one.
Rudy doesn't seem like he's a
No,
guy,
he
right?
does. He wears like a 19, 18 or 19.
Yeah.
So I would get somebody whose shoes are a 14. He's a 20? Sorry, I don't want to short him any.
No.
Rudy Gobert is a 20. And you know what happens when you wear a 20? Nike makes shoes that are 20, for sure.
They have to.
But they're actually like not great. They're the ones that you're like, ooh, it's a little bit ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
Well,
like
anything
that one.
Over like a 15 looks like a clown shoe.
I remember Will Perdue.
The shoes just, there's nothing, they automatically just tilt up. Like there's nothing you can do to keep them flat at that point.
So I want to say that Will Perdue's shoe size was pretty, he was a 22.
21, Will 22.
Will Perdue.
Wow.
He wore a 22. And Shaq was something along those lines, a 22, 23. When you see that
So
stuff.
I auctioned off a Shaq shoe once.
You did?
Yeah.
Just in your house? Anybody walking by?
No, we had an auction when I was a high school football coach. And we got some crazy items.
That's awesome.
Shaq's shoe was one of them. Guess who got it?
Who?
The podiatrist.
Of course he did. That's perfect.
Right, exactly.
That's
how
you put that thing in the front of the office, man.
Yeah. It's the showpiece.
So who's going to be out? Who's going to be in? I think that you know, the trade rumors, things like that, all that stuff happens in the next little while, and I don't know if you necessarily have to get it all done
before. Here's why I think there's going to be trades, okay?
Well, because the roster's too big.
Well, I know. I get that. But I think it's more than just the roster's too big. I really think it's one of those things where the Jazz have totally, totally cleaned house, like emotionally, literally, figuratively. They changed the logo colors, the scheme, the whole rebranding of the whole organization. And when you do that, I mean, literally, it's like a new coach. It's a new front office. And any remnant of what was here before, and it's no knock on those guys, but those were decisions made by a different direction, a different philosophy. And as good as maybe you think those guys might be, it really is just one of those, we want a clean sweep. We want a new slate. We want to start in a totally new direction. And any one of these guys is, you know, they're just going to be gone.
Do you know that you've got all these different – apparently there are multiple teams who the Jazz are kind of taking bids from surrounding Bojan Bogdanović right now. So,
sure.
So Bogey's a valuable piece. You're going to love this one because one of the rumors swirls around Jay Crowder.
Oh.
With the Suns. So he's not really somebody who kind of fits the plans, obviously, for the future. But there may be some weird world where Jay Crowder ends up in a Utah Jazz uniform again. It's such a hard thing to tell because he's been on a team that's been a contender for the last couple seasons, right?
Well,
it's tough to tell some guy, hey, come to this place. If he does, he might be part of a three-team trade where he ends up going somewhere else. But his name is coming up. But Bojan, in the West alone, you have three or four teams, including the Lakers, including the Suns, who are interested in Bojan Bogdanović if the price is right.
So the NBA, and Danny Ainge said this, is trending towards these non-traditional positions where it's like I can play any position. I can play multiple positions. I'm comfortable in anything from, you know, a two to a four or maybe even a small five kind of player. Mm-hmm. And Jay Crowder fits that bill probably more so than a guy like Bojan. And that's just – you look at the players the Jazz have acquired, and clearly that's the direction they're going. They're looking for – where can we find these very versatile, multifaceted players that can fit during the regular season and into the playoffs? And it's a guy that can score on offense and a guy that can play great defense.
So I don't know what to compare this to except for with Danny Ainge and his desire to get more first-round picks, future first-round picks. I think it's like when you play Mario Brothers when you're a kid and you found like a little loophole to get a couple extra lives.
Right.
But then you took it over the top and you'd get like 100 extra lives and you're like,
where'd you find that?
Well, we didn't need all those. We didn't need all the. Oh, you didn't know where to find 100 extra 100? Lives?
No. Is there such a thing in Mario
Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
There's a little glitch.
Did you get all the way to the end?
I won. I was able to beat all of the Super Mario Brothers on the old Nintendo Entertainment System, yes.
Isn't that a cool feeling when you get to the end of
it? A cool feeling.
Yeah. And you win it?
When you save the princess and she really is in the castle, what a feeling. What an amazing feeling. Yeah, so you know what happened?
That was the only time in my life I actually got into video games.
With Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
I love just imagining you coming home from the offseason and being like, man, that was a great season with the Dolphins. I got to buckle down.
You have to realize it's one of those where you go, okay, I'm going to go work out in the morning because it's like, you know, March.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I come home and
play some Nintendo.
Play Nintendo.
Some Mario Brothers.
For a couple hours.
Well, this is, I think, comparable to that. Getting 100 lives that don't matter. I don't know that they don't matter. Here's what I'm saying. Danny Ainge is now addicted to getting just as many first-round picks as he can. And Bojan Bogdanović is still an attractive piece, probably to this L.A. team, who's got a couple of unprotected first-round picks in 2027 and 2029. That attracts Danny Ainge like crazy. If you want to get Danny Ainge excited about something, offer him some first-round unprotected picks. And I don't know if that means you add a Jordan Clarkson to be able to get those two. I don't know in terms of like what the worth would be across the board, what that would actually be. But some version of that to get those two unprotected picks from the Lakers that is massively important for Danny Ainge.
Well, and the Lakers are a team that's like, it's a win now mentality. It's like you've got this very, very small window with LeBron, and you got to figure out how to absolutely maximize that. And getting guys that can shoot from the perimeter is certainly a key thing. More offense for the Lakers. And, you know, they're not going to supply you a tremendous amount of defense, but, man, they can shoot the lights out of it.
So Boyan is the name that probably comes up first for a lot of these people. And
where does a guy like Connolly go?
See, that's interesting because I think that a guy like Mike Connolly, obviously he's not going to have the same type of dollar worth that he had for the Jazz a couple of those years at $30-plus million a year. But what he brings to a locker room is stability, something that the Jazz, when they got him, it was massively important to have a guy like Mike Conley in the locker room.
Would he be a good guy like in Dallas?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where they lost Jalen Brunson and maybe.
I don't think Jalen Brunson had that same. Wherever he goes, he commands that respect. He's now former All-Star. And he's had some of his these last 2 years have been a couple of the best in his career, in a career that's already been really good. The thing is now is he's, I think, in year 13 or 14 of his career, which is, of course, getting up there. And he's a guy who can bring a locker room stability. And he is very smart. He's a super good leader. And I think that brings a lot to these teams. And he could still average 17 points a game and give you 8 assists, you know, because that's kind of just that's about what he does, you know. And so I think a team sees that value and goes, all right, if we can get a guy who is a leader, who is going to be cheaper than we've seen him in a long time, probably since that first rookie contract. And then right now, being able to pick him up where you have a couple of years, that might interest the Lakers even too. So maybe that's part of the deal to be able to get him to go and be a part of a team that wants to win right then, right now. And that would be interesting to him as well. All right, let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go. When we return, we've got some things to chat about still on the way back. We're going to chat with Ryan from the Dish Pros still. We're also going to jump in and converse about some of the things going on across the NFL and across just you want to stick around. We've got some things to talk about, an audio clip that's going to get your attention here as well. So stay right here with us. Unrivaled continues 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.